Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. We're really happy to have Christina Erickson with us. Christina has been the Executive Director of Local Motion for just over a year, and it's so great to have this opportunity to hear about not only how it's gone, but sort of how it's going and where it's going to go. So tell us about your first year in 2 months.
Well, it's been fantastic. I feel like I am learning an immense amount. I feel like I have brought useful things to the organization, things being ideas, processes, invitations to ask good questions about what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. And it's just been a great crew of people to work with, and such important work to work on.
Well, you seem really well suited for the position. That said, maybe we should take a step back. I feel very well versed in Local Motion, but not everybody might be. So maybe we can start with that. Tell us about Local Motion.
Sure. Well, founded in 1999, Local Motion has been based in Burlington and was really founded on the idea of the brand new or developing bike path in Burlington and out to Colchester. And at that point, and what might be surprising, the bridge that currently exists over the Winooski River did not exist in 1999. And so Chapin Spencer, a familiar name here in Burlington, Brian Costello, and many other people were like, there's this cool new bike path, and it was pretty rustic, as I understand, back then. Let's help people get over this river. And so they started a bike ferry with this old school, kind of rickety looking boat, and that could bring six people and six bikes across the river at a time. So that was the founding in 1999. And now we have grown through various stages and phases to the organization that we are now, which is a statewide organization. And our mission is to make it safe, accessible, and fun for everybody to walk, bike, and roll in Vermont.
Yeah, I love that. And it's really important to sort of reflect back and realize that what we have now was the work of a lot of people and a lot of effort. And it was a vision, right?
It was a major vision. And what I, in our 25th anniversary year, we get to do a lot of that reflection and looking back at where we were and what we've come from. And we've got all these articles that were from that era of, we don't want this ferry, we don't want this bridge, which then did get built 20 years ago. And that was a huge undertaking and political will, dollars, all of those things. But there was this huge amount of animosity of some folks on some side of the river or the other side of the river being like, we don't want those folks over here. And now, can you imagine the Burlington waterfront without that bike path, without that bridge? Like, it's just, and realtors sell that. Like, you could live right here on the bike path. Like, it's this huge asset. But it became, or it came out of so much work, and there was a fair amount of animosity behind it. And so to even think that that was possible now, it just feels laughable almost of like, I can't even imagine that. But that was the case.
Yeah, and now when you think about like our former mayor, Mayor Merrill Weinberger, that was one of the things he touted at the end of his administration was, look at all the work I've done to bring back or
improve the bike path, the greenway as it's now officially mm-hmm. called. Yeah, it's a major asset. And we at Local Motion, two of the things that we still have as part of our strong core of our organization is our Trailside Rental Center. So we rent bikes to tens of thousands of people, Vermonters and visitors each season. And then the bike ferry, which once the bridge went over the Winooski River, we shifted the bike ferry concept and we're on the fifth boat now to that cut in the Colchester Causeway. So it's this 200-foot cut where it looks like you could jump over it with a sweet ramp or something like that, or swim, and people have all sorts of grand ideas. But now we run that bike ferry there, and last year we had riders from 42 states and territories within the U.S. and six countries. So we get people from all over the world to come and really experience the beautiful Burlington waterfront and Burlington greater area, Burlington too. So we, Local Motion, that remains a core of what we do. And those riders and their donations and the bike rentals really fund the rest of our work, or a good chunk of the rest of our work, which is advocating for safer infrastructure in Burlington, but again, statewide, as well as some of the educational work, which we also have grant support from a variety of grant agencies, mostly the Vermont Agency of Transportation.
If folks are wondering as they listen, okay, the electric department, why Local Motion, why biking? And I think this is a good time to remind people that the city of Burlington is striving to transition away from fossil fuels. And when we think about sort of what I refer to as the transportation pyramid, the way we're going to do that first and foremost is to invest in biking and walking infrastructure, make people feel safe, allow them to get around by bike and by walking, public transit, car share.
Yeah, and I mean, just as an example, and you mentioned, and we talked earlier about the safe infrastructure. So I rode over today from our offices and locations on the waterfront to your location here on Pine Street, and got to ride along the not yet finished, but still now so much more awesome than what used to be the shared use path along Pine Street. And it's really revolutionary. And what we have learned, there are some people who will always ride anywhere, no problem. And that's a small percentage of the world. There are a small percentage of people who are never going to ride anywhere because they, for a variety of reasons, they can't. There is a huge chunk in the middle, the like interested but concerned, that will not ride a bike most places until there is safe infrastructure. And mostly what that means is separated, protected bike lanes. Because even the widened shoulder concept or things like that, you are directly next to large metal boxes that are moving very fast. Most people do not feel comfortable doing that. So those separated, protected bike lanes, like what is now being built here on Pine Street, is tremendous and will just help so many more people break out. That undoing that barrier will just help so many more people get out to do that.
Yeah, and I think that's an equity thing too, right? Because we know it's women and families,
yep,
who generally need to feel safe, yeah, before they'll get on a bike. And yeah, I think those protected bike lanes are a big piece of it. So you talked a little bit about moving from being Burlington-centric to, mm-hmm, having a state presence and advocacy. So as you talk about, say, the Pine Street shared use path, is that this type of stuff that you're sort of touting around the state?
In 2012, Local Motion became that statewide entity and really wanted to work on infrastructure and helping towns and communities uncover what that is through some technical assistance, and then advocating for legislative priorities that will allow for such things. And so some of those examples have been updating the complete streets policy. So Vermont is lucky that we have a complete streets policy. Not every state does. In the fact that we were sort of early adopters, it's time to update that. It's about 10 years, I think, ready. And so that is in the works to actually update. And what that means is that a street is designed and built for all users of the road, not just those driving in a vehicle, but for what we call vulnerable road users, which are pedestrians, cyclists, horseback riders, and others, basically anybody else who's not in a moving metal box. And we do that in partnership with a great coalition called Transportation for Vermonters. Actually, tomorrow we're doing a ride the bus to the State House mini event where we've done direct outreach to legislators to say, hey, if you've never ridden the bus before, we'll be there. Come ride the bus with us. So I'll be leaving at 7 o'clock in the morning from Cherry Street to ride to Montpelier. So we do that advocacy at the State House on a specific policy and legislation that will allow more people to get out and feel safe, and so that our partners at VTrans, who do a lot of great work, and our role is to keep nudging them more on the bicycle and pedestrian piece, part of their portfolio, on not just widening roads, but also really looking at those protected bike lanes, because, again, that's where more and more people are going to get out. Another aspect of policy work that we do is related to e-bike rebates. So it's tremendous. In the last couple of years in the state, we have had a funded e-bike rebate program at the state level, and then utilities like BED are layering on an additional rebate. So some folks who are eligible, and I think most people are eligible to actually get two rebates, and some at the state level, you might be able to get a larger one depending on your income eligibility. And so that's been a great piece, and Local Motion and the Transportation for Vermonters Coalition has been advocating for a higher amount of rebates because the pool has gotten used very quickly. E-bikes are a great way to make biking more accessible to a greater number of people for any number of reasons, from physical differences to distance and geography, you know, hills, hilly topography, or you've got to go a further distance. E-bikes are amazing. In full honesty, I had not ridden one until I came to Local Motion, and I've tried a couple, and I was like, okay, I get it.
You want to talk a little bit about the future, sort of your hopes and aspirations, you personally, and or sort of where Local Motion fits in with all that?
We would love to extend our outreach. We would love to get more communities that have walk bike groups. So we have one here in Burlington, the Burlington Walk Bike Council, and they're a group of citizens that connect with some of our municipal employees as well to advocate and really figure out what projects need to get done. And so we work with groups, a dozen or so groups across the state. We would love to see more of those of people. We know there are people who are interested and concerned. And so our role can be as convener, again, providing some technical assistance so they know which grants they might be able to apply to, or even, you know, which legislation fits in their jurisdiction. Local Motion is also the statewide coordinator for the Safe Routes to School program. And that is exactly what it sounds like. Families and kids should be able to get to school safely, ideally by walking, biking, or rolling, especially those that live within a half-mile radius to their school. So we actually just convened here in Burlington our Safe Routes to School Task Force, which has members of the DPW, Department of Public Works, the school board or school district employees, the police department, and Chittenden County Regional Planning Commission, and some of whom are also parents in the district. So it's this really nice way. So we really want to Burlington could be, should be, dare I say, a really shining star of Safe Routes to School, and we've got some work to do.
Can I just digress for a second? Because when my kids were little, I hate to go into like, when my kids were, we had crossing guards.
Yes.
Do we just not have the money to fund crossing guards
there
anymore?
There is money for them. And so there are 10 vacancies out of 40 slots right now. And so they are, you know, so here's a plug, Department of Public Works. If any citizen wants to help support Safe Routes to School, you can earn $20 an hour for essentially 2 hours of work every school day, an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, to help kids and families get safely to school. So there are a quarter of the spots that are vacant right now. And that is an immensely important role as part of the equation. And one of the other programs that we do in connection to Safe Routes to School called Bike Smart. And this is where we have trailers full of kid-sized bikes that get deployed to schools all over the state. In fact, they're just at CP Smith here in Burlington this week. And we, Local Motion, provides training and curriculum for typically a PE teacher or some other employee to teach kids how to ride bikes and how to ride them safely. And so even if they're starting to do laps around the backyard at the school, you know, they're going to build those skills and know what to do when they go out a little further. And hopefully that'll build confidence and so that more kids will want or be able to bike to school, which is awesome. And we'd love that to be in every school. In fact, dare I say, I would love every Vermont kid to learn how to ride a bike and learn how to ride a bike safely.
So did we miss anything in terms of like other future stuff? I mean, that's big.
Yeah, that's big. Well, I'd say, so back to that bike ferry, our origins and fossil fuel usage. I mean, not to open our dirty, dark closet, but that bike ferry runs on two gasoline engines right now.
Uh-huh.
And we would love to not do that. We have done some preliminary research through a lot of our partners here in the city, but also a boat builder that we work with in Florida on what's the next version of the bike ferry? Could we even get to electric or electric hybrid? And right now, that's where I would love to get to eventually. We don't want to burn more fossil fuels.
Great. Thanks, Christina. Really appreciate you being here. Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.